From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese leader expresses anger to the U.S. president. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told U.S. President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former U.S. Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remark at a news conference after discussing the slaying with Mr. Obama in a meeting before the G7 summit. Mr. Obama said he expressed sincerest condolences and deepest regrets over the Okinawa incident. The two leaders discussed the incident just days after Japanese authorities arrested Kenneth Franklin Shinzato, a 32-year-old former U.S. Marine who they said confessed to stabbing and strangling the woman. A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadya Savchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner exchange with Russia. Two suspected Russian soldiers were released from Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the widows of two Russian journalists killed in eastern Ukraine had asked him to pardon the Ukrainian pilot. Afghanistan's Taliban says Malawi Haibatullah Akhundzada has been appointed as the new chief of a group following the death of Mullah Akhtar Mansour. The Taliban also formally confirmed that Mansour was killed in a U.S. drone attack last week. The new Taliban leader was deputy to Mansour, along with Sirahuddin Haqqani, who is leader of the Haqqani network. Haqqani has retained his position. This is VOA News. Within a matter of hours of Turkey's new government being announced, a major dispute over visas erupted Wednesday between Turkey and the European Union, threatening one of the main foreign policy achievements of ousted Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing Brussels of double standards and warned he's ready to freeze a key migrant readmission agreement with the European Union. Turkey has committed itself to accepting back all migrants that enter neighbouring Greece illegally in exchange for billions of euros in aid and visa-free travel for its citizens to much of Europe. The latest dispute centres on EU insistence that Turkey narrows its definition of terrorism in its anti-terror law as one of the 72 criteria it needs to comply with to gain visa-free travel. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The State Department has found Hillary Clinton and other past secretaries of state at fault for failing to follow the department's guidelines to avoid cybersecurity risks. The finding was announced in a 78-page internal audit released Wednesday. The practice began before Clinton's appointment as Secretary of State, but the fact that she conducted official business on her personal email account and private server were singled out as more serious. The analysis followed revelations of Clinton's email use and the practices of the past five secretaries. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government. Mr. Netanyahu signed the coalition agreement in the Knesset with his new partner, nationalist Avigdor Lieberman of the Yisrael Beitenu Party. Lieberman is a polarizing figure in Israeli politics and takes a hard line on relations with Palestinians. He will serve as the new defense minister, playing an influential role in key policy decisions on security. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief arrangement for Greece after hours of discussions in Brussels Tuesday night. The International Monetary Fund had demanded a reduction in Greece's debt burden as a condition for further IMF bailout money. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its recent reform efforts. A new kind of passenger bus with security features for women has hit the streets of New Delhi. The installment of two CCTV cameras, a GPS tracking system, and an emergency button are part of an initiative to help women in trouble on public transport systems. The buses were designed following the brutal gang rape of a paramedical student on a bus in New Delhi in 2012. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.